Okay, so we all have those nights, right? Those crazy week nights where you look up and it's like, oh my gosh, how is it already dinner time? But you still want something good and something healthy. And that's what we're tackling today. We're taking a deep dive into one of the most essential cooking skills out there, perfect fish fillets. And we're focusing specifically on the stovetop because, let's face it, that's where a lot of us are cooking most nights. And we've got an awesome guide from the kitchen that's going to help us break this whole thing down.
Yeah, exactly. Think of this as your cheat sheet to getting a healthy dinner on the table fast, like really fast, 10 minute in the fast. We're talking restaurant quality fish, but you're doing it and you're doing it quickly. We're diving deep into a super practical how-to article today with recipes and tips to make sure this is the last time you ever stress about cooking fish.
Love that. 10 minutes to healthy. That's a win in my book, any night of the week.
Yeah.
All right, so let's break down the core technique. This whole idea that we can get this done in 10 minutes or less. Is there some kind of magic involved?
Well, there's definitely some kitchen science involved.
Yeah.
It all starts with patting the fish dry. And I know that might seem like a really basic step, but it's absolutely crucial for getting that beautiful, crispy skin. That's what we're all going for, right? When the fish is wet, it kind of steams instead of searing. So you want to make sure it's as dry as possible before it hits the pan.
Oh, that makes total sense. So it's all about encouraging that browning. And then we're moving on to the seasoning, keeping it nice and simple. Salt and pepper. Why mess with perfection, right?
You got it. Let the flavor of the fish shine through. Salt and pepper, that's all you need. Plus, the salt actually helps draw out even more moisture from the surface of the fish, so it's doing double duty there. And then the heat. We want to make sure our pan and our oil or butter are nice and hot. Medium-high heat is the sweet spot here.
Oh, yeah. And it's ready when that oil is shimmering in the pan. You don't want it to be smoking, but you want to see that movement. So for that initial sear, how long are we talking?
About 2 to 3 minutes. And the key here is to not touch it. Resist the urge to peek or poke or prod. Just let it sit there and develop that gorgeous crust. It's all about patience, even when we're cooking fast.
Okay, so we're letting it sear, hands off, no peeking. Got it. But how do we know when it's time for the big flip?
You're going to look for that golden brown color, and the fish should release from the pan pretty easily. Especially if you're using a non-stick skillet. But even if you're not, a well-seared piece of fish will naturally let go when it's ready. If it's sticking, you probably just need to give it another minute or so.
Noted. We are not scraping it up. We are letting it do its thing.
All right, so we flip it, and then how long on the second side?
Another 2 to 3 minutes, usually.
Right.
And the way you know it's done is it will be opaque all the way through. And it will flake easily when you gently press on it with a fork. That's how you know the fish is cooked through. And that's it. Dinner is served. See? Under 10 minutes.
I am loving this. Fast and delicious. But let's talk fish, because not all fish are created equal when it comes to this technique, right? Right. This method works best with lean white fish fillets. They cook quickly and evenly, which is exactly what we want.
Our guide at the kitchen gives us some great examples like tilapia, cod, bass, grouper, haddock, catfish, even snapper, so many options.
I know, right? So you can pick what looks best at the market, what's in season, or if you're really not sure, just ask the person at the fish counter. Tell them, hey, I'm looking for something to cook quickly on the stovetop. What do you recommend? They're the experts.
That is such a good tip. They know their stuff. Now, I'm curious about salmon. It seems like it would work for this too.
You can definitely cook salmon on the stovetop. It just usually takes a bit longer because it's fattier and denser. The kitchen actually has a whole separate guide for cooking salmon that you can check out if you're interested.
Okay, bookmarking that one for later. All
Yeah.
right, so we know how to cook it. We know what kind of fish to buy. Now, how much fish should we be planning per person?
They recommend a 6 to 8 ounce fillet per person. That's usually a good amount for most adults. And when it comes to cooking them in the pan, don't overcrowd it.
Yeah, you want to make sure they all fit comfortably in a single layer without touching too much. Otherwise, they'll steam instead of sear. And nobody wants soggy fish skin.
No soggy fish skin. Speaking of pans, let's talk about what kind of pan is best for this technique. They say a non-stick skillet is probably the easiest. It's definitely great for beginners. But cast iron or stainless steel can also give you really nice results.
I love my cast iron skillet. It heats up so evenly. But it definitely needs a little more oil to prevent sticking. It's like that trade-off, right? Easier cleanup or a more intense sear.
Exactly. And you know what? Even if it's not perfect, it's still going to be delicious. The guide even says, don't worry if the fish flakes apart a little when you flip it. Think of those pieces as little fish cracklings.
I love that. Imperfect is still delicious. especially on a weeknight. But once we've mastered this technique, we can start getting fancy, right?
Absolutely. Think glazes, crispy breadcrumbs, maybe even a simple lemon butter sauce.
Oh man, now we're talking. They even have some specific recipe ideas in the guide, like stovetop lemon caper tilapia, crispy skinned seared trout fillets with lemon.
Yes. Or how about some fish tacos with a quick cabbage slaw?
Okay, now I'm getting hungry. Don't forget the blackened catfish and smoked Gouda grits.
Classic skillet cod with lemon and capers. Even crispy paprika parmesan fish with sautéed chard. So much goodness.
And it's all healthy, packed with protein and good fats. This is a win-win.
Definitely. So to recap, you need your white fish fillet, about 6 to 8 ounces per person, some salt, pepper, and about 2 tablespoons of olive oil or butter. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get fancy, some lemon wedges, fresh herbs, or capers.
Okay. And the steps are super simple. 1, pat the fish dry. 2, season with salt and pepper. 3, heat your oil or butter in a skillet over medium-high heat. 4, place the fish in the pan, season side down, and cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Don't move it.
5, season the other side. 6, flip the fish carefully and cook for another 2 to 3 minutes until it's cooked through. And 7, serve immediately. Boom, you're done.
Amazing. I am so ready to put this into practice, and I hope our listeners are too.
Me too. And you know, it's really more than just a cooking technique. It's about unlocking those healthy weeknight dinners, making it easier to eat well, even when you're short on time.
I love that. And it makes me think what other seemingly simple skills are out there waiting for us to master them. That could totally change our relationship with cooking and with food.
So true. What little changes can we make that have a huge impact on our week, our health, our overall well-being? That's something to think about and something I think we'll keep exploring here on The Deep Dive.
Absolutely. Thanks for diving in with me today.
Anytime. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.